Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst for an update. Councillor Graham Hanger, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Begonia House is open. I love a good begonia. Yeah.
But they are absolutely magnificent. Yes, it's a sort of, everybody should sort of just have a wander in the park on a quiet afternoon when they just need to a bit of relax and just wander through the Begonia House. All the colours of the rainbow and more. In the Begonia House, and it's in Makati Park. Free entry, of course, just wander through, and maybe there's a gardener around who might be able to talk to you and tell you all about each of them, but they're just delightful, and it's very relaxing and something that everybody should do, because they close it, you know, it's not open the whole year, so get in there while it's open.
The thing about these events, like the Begonia House there, we have something similar here in Orange as well at Cook Park. You think, oh, yeah, I'll go on there, maybe I will, maybe I won't. But when you actually go and do it, you go, oh, that was well worth doing. Because
why didn't I do it weeks ago, months ago?
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Right. It's one of those things. All right, village meetings, they're coming up.
They're coming up, yeah. We have a number of village meetings. We had some in November last year and October. But the first one, a while away yet, Rockley on the 18th of April. And then we go out to Perthville and Trunky Creek, Sunny Corner, Water Flat and Hill End. Hill End, it'll be nice. The 13th of June, it'll be dark, and it might be quite cool out there at Hill End, but we'll certainly go out there and talk to the good people out at Hill End, and, of course, they'll have, I think, the rain zapped their fire, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
That storm that came through would have, put any embers out, I would imagine, but I hope so anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, mate, this Sunday, we've got a scoop for our listeners. Daylight saving ends. I thought it was Easter Sunday, but it's actually this Sunday.
No, this Sunday. First Sunday in April. Yes, that's right. At 3 o'clock, what do we do? Spring forward, fall back.
That's it.
So we're going, of course, we use autumn, but, we put the clocks back at 3 o'clock in the morning, back an hour.
Yeah.
So, if you go to bed at 9 o'clock, you can put your back at 8 o'clock and you can stay up a bit longer or whatever you want to do. But, I personally myself, I like daylight saving. I wish it would stay on.
Anyway. It's nice to do stuff a bit later on in the day as opposed to 4 o'clock batting down the hatches. But anyway, that's what
exactly
we got.
Right.
That's
what we've got to do. So mark that in your diary, folks, and put a note on the calendar or something like that, that you put the clocks back.
Back one hour. That's right. Yep. All right. Now, the 6 hour, it's coming up Easter weekend in Bathurst.
It'll be a huge weekend again. It just never stops. The events that are happening here in Bathurst, and this is another one, the 6 hour. It's an endurance race. I'm hearing that there are 70 cars on the grid. That means they're halfway back up the Conrod Straight, nearly in front of Ridges. Which is just fantastic. So many people coming, and we're looking forward to that one. A big weekend. Of course, it's how many years now? 1938. So that's 85 years since the first races at Bathurst. 1938, they had motorbikes on the Friday and the Saturday and cars on the Sunday and the Monday over the Easter weekend. We don't have the bikes, of course, anymore. It's a little bit dangerous for the big bikes that they've got now, the Mount Panorama track. But certainly the cars will be back there, and we're looking forward to that again. So many people come into town and the Central West. They come from each direction, and, they buy petrol here or they stop for a coffee here and whatever. So it's great.
Yep, it certainly is. All right. Now, mate, I believe you've got a daughter who's over in Paris at the moment.
Yes.
She's trying to run the Paris Marathon.
Yeah, my crazy daughter, Jennifer, is Stephen, her partner, over there. They went over on Friday of last week, and they're in Paris now. They did park run in Singapore too, just as a little adjunct on the way.
So they've specifically gone for the marathon?
Well, that's the main reason. Yeah, they're doing other things, but going for the marathon. The marathon is this weekend, but, of course, people who've been watching the news, they've got, a bit of argy-bargy going on in the main streets of Paris. I mean, they can do a good riot. They've been doing it for a couple hundred years.
It's about 1770-odd, I think it was.
That's right, yeah. They can do a good riot. They've got barricades ready to go. But, of course, the garbage collection over there. Some of the people have been on strike over there, but I did get a message this morning from Jennifer that was a photograph on WhatsApp, because WhatsApp knows everything, that they're starting to clear the garbage. So whether the event will go ahead, she said there's no signs, there's nothing going up, and there's 45,000 people to run the Paris Marathon on Sunday morning.
Could turn into a bit of a steeplechase.
A steeplechase, exactly right. Yeah. A bit of a chicane here and a chicane there, you know.
Yeah, we can do
chicanes, but so for 45 Ks, it's going to be very interesting. So,
Viva la France on that note, my friend.
Yeah, good on you.
All right, Graham Hanger, Bathurst councillor, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Good things happening, Neil. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.